Research conducted by LoyaltyOne as a part of Loyalty Big Picture Report shows that brands spend a total of $323 billion annually to create a community of engaged customers. They spend over $75 billion annually on loyalty management alone. In this episode, you will learn how to measure loyalty and what indicators you need to use for this purpose. Although it is said that loyalty is immeasurable, I will try to prove otherwise. In Livermore, California, a light bulb has been lighting in a fire station building since 1901, the same for 120 years. It was produced by Sentinel, where the light bubbles with a modified filament were created. That made them shine for an extra long time. Unfortunately, the loyalty of your customers is not that durable and reliable, so its monitoring should be an essential element of any customer retention strategy. And as Peter Drucker used to say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So how can you measure loyalty to properly manage customer engagement? You must remember a few main truths. First of all, loyal customers are customers who make purchases. That's why customer lifetime value, CLV, is one of the key stats you should keep track of. CLV or LTV shows how valuable a customer is to your business, not just on a purchase by purchase basis, but through the whole relationship. In the case the relationship period with the customer is not known in advance, the CLV will be calculated on the basis of other indicators. The amount of average order value, the average customer lifetime, and the average order repeatability. Customer lifetime value is the most important when it's calculated for individual segments. This allows e-commerces to isolate the most profitable customer groups and optimize the budgets for the acquisition and retention. The LTV calculation is not the same for every business model. In order to do it in SaaS companies, you need to know your churn rate and the average revenue per customer, known as ARPU or ARPA. It is calculated as monthly recurring revenue, MRR, divided by the number of active subscriptions. To calculate the LTV, you must divide the ARPU by the customer churn rate. If you ask me to point out three main advantages of calculating CLV, I will give you these. First, focusing on building customer loyalty. Data on customer lifetime value can be used to create strategies for maintaining long customer satisfaction. Taking care of customer retention area to a great extent. Knowing the customer value, you will be able to better manage customer relations in terms of loyalty and factors that affect the frequency and likelihood of purchases. Knowledge of or profitability of a single customer. Thanks to it, sales can, for example, focus more on acquiring new customers with a specific profile or test the possibilities of selling at a higher price in the current customer base. Second of all, loyal customers are customers who recommend your business to their friends and others. And an indicator that will help you to review how willing they are to do it is NPS, Net Promoted Score. It is based on one simple question. Would you recommend XYZ to your friends? Customers give answers on a scale of 1 to 10, with the lowest value being least likely to recommend the store and the highest being the most likely. Based on their answers, customers are assigned to one of three groups: promoters, customers who answered 9, 10, Neutrals, 7-8, or detractors, 1-6. NPS is obtained by subtracting the percentage of detractors from the percentage of promoters. NPS can take values from minus 100 to 100. Thanks to the survey, they will not only examine the level of satisfaction, but also receive feedback from customers by asking a supplementary question. The third truth is that a loyal customer is a satisfied customer. In order to measure their satisfaction, you should use CSAT, customer satisfaction, which can help you take into account, for example, only aspects related to customer service. To calculate CSAT indicator, it is necessary to conduct a survey in which you ask customers about the level of satisfaction with individual aspect of customer service, such as the approach of customer care agent or the speed of solving the problem. Responses are most often given on 7 or 5 point scale, where 1 means completely dissatisfied and 7 or 5 very satisfied. The CSAT for each aspect is simply the arithmetic mean for each of them. The indicators take value from 1 to 7 or 5 sometimes. If you think that some aspects you are asking about in the survey should be highlighted, you can use CSE, Customer Satisfaction Index. The CSE is a general satisfaction index, is the geometric mean of the answers to individual satisfaction questions. Taking into account that importance of individual aspects, you can obtain the weight for geometric mean calculation directly from customers. If you enrich the survey with the question about the importance of data and exactly the same one we ask about in the context of satisfaction, aspects of customer service. Fourth, a loyal customer is one who makes the effort to purchase your product. Let me explain what I mean before I move on to the next indicator. Remember that you and the customer view on certain issues are different. You see the product, he sees the potential value that can be beneficial for his life. You see the price and your customers see the cost they have to pay to get the value. You wonder if in what places you can sell your product and how you to distribute it, while the customers wonder whenever they will get it in an easy and convenient way and how much effort it will require from them to do so. Why? It is so important. In 2010, CEB researchers discovered that reducing the level of effort a customer has to put into solve their problem, fulfill a request, purchase, return a product, or answer a question, results in the higher levels of customer loyalty. Based on this insight and removing obstacles, the customers may have encountered, they discovered that it was possible to reduce customer service costs and churn rate in this way. Let's take a look at Zalando and their return process. As consumer, you certainly know what kind of activities this usually involves. Preparing a package, traveling to the post office, often during working hours to be able to send the parcel on time, standing in line in the post office, and finally sending the package to and returning home. But not at Zalando. The store make it as easy as possible for its customer to make a return. Just a few clicks and you're done. First, the customer requests a return in his user account and then select the shipping method. If he decided to use DHL on the one hand, he can deliver parcel to the point himself, or on the other hand, arrange a courier to come and pick up the parcel at the time indicates in the form in the selected place. By facilitating the return process, the store paradoxically gives its customer another reason to buy. To calculate how much effort it takes to use a product or service, you need CES, or customer effort score. In order to be able to calculate it, you should ask your customers to rate their experience on the scale of 1 to 7, from very difficult to very easy. And the score itself is calculated as a percentage of people who choose the number 5, 6, 7. That is, we divide the number of occurrence of answers 5, 6, 7 by the number of all answers. The coefficient calculated in this way can take a value from 1 to 100. The more, the better. However, CES does not always give the full picture, and it should be analyzed in conjunction with NPS. Your customers may have a great relationship with your company, but it may be that they had a single bad experience with your brand right before submitting a CES survey. If you just look at CES, you might think that they are not loyal customers, and it might seem like they won't be. However, if you compare it with the result of the NPS, you will come closer to the truth about it. And most importantly, a loyal customer is an engaged customer. And measuring active engagement rate, IER, basically comes down to tracking the number of users who are active on your app over a period of time, usually day, week, or month, as a percentage of all who sign up during the same period. From here, there are many different ways to measure engagement rate, including engagement by month, week, or day. This gives you an overview of whether your product is succeeding in creating loyal users over time. Engagement by channel. This informs how productive each method of acquisition is and helps you focus on the channels that yield the best customer for your product. Engagement by feature. This helps you understand what your users value and guides your product development efforts. You can also use active engagement rate to calculate the involvement of participants in your loyalty program. Loyalty programs are a strategy that companies use to increase customer loyalty. Thanks to them, brands recognize and reward their customers for their loyalty and repeated purchases. Consistent engagement greatly strengthens the customer brand relationship and turns repeat customers into evangelists and brand advocates. Use the participation rate to calculate the number of customers interested in participating in a loyalty program. Understand its general perception among customers and consider possible action to improve its effectiveness. However, just as CES shouldn't be analyzed without NPS, participation rate shouldn't be analyzed in conjunction with IER. Only taking into account the engagement rate, it becomes clear how many people actually participate in the loyalty program after signing up, and not just sign up for it and quickly forget about it. A special segment of customers are so-called opportunity hunters. They are a very committed group, making purchases when it's most profitable for them. Their occurrence will translate into an increase in the IER index, artificially inflating it. They shop not because they are loyal and returning customers you care about. It is worth paying a special attention to them, monitoring the occurrence of this customer segment and reacting accordingly if necessary. Yet the immeasurable can be measured. That's all of loyalty metrics for this episode. Be sure to let me know in the comments if and which of them you use in your business.